And we were talking in the last segment about the horn honking and stopping the state income tax with the efforts of the killer bees, you know, May Beavers, Diane Black, Marsha Blackburn, Steve Begill, Phil Valentine, and the Tennessean has a story out with you know, again, they're doing everything they can to fly cover for Phil Bredesen, claiming in this news story in the Tennessean that, well, the income tax really wasn't that close of a battle. It really wasn't necessary for a Marsha Blackburn and others to stop it because it wasn't going anywhere, and Phil Bredesen is a doer, not a stopper. And they're making it sound like, well, there was just a handful of protesters, and it really wasn't necessary, didn't have any impact. This revisionist history, and it is all about the Tennessean trying to cover up for the lies of Phil Bredesen once again. And we thought we'd go to the horse's mouths in this case. People who were there, who led the fight against it. Ben Cunningham was one of those who was out there with the Nashville Tea Party stopping the state income tax. Am I overstating it to Phil or Ben to say that Phil and Marsha and Diane and May and your efforts and the efforts of people who turned out and horn honked, that it was a close deal and that it was stopped by the voters of Tennessee?
Absolutely. We definitely would have no question we would have had an income tax if people weren't down there by the thousands honking their horns, mad as hell. They showed up and they stopped this thing. Steve, you probably remember the day. I remember it so clearly. Ben West was walking across Legislative Plaza and he walked up. I think you were there broadcasting and he walked up and he said, guys, this thing is going to pass. This thing is about to pass. Nathy has got the votes. He was convinced. He was one of the few Democrats who was working against it. But he was convinced at that point, and I think a lot of people were, that Nathy had the votes. And
well, at one point, Ben, they had the votes, but they had a couple that were hesitating, that were fearful, and he literally kept the vote open. Jimmy Nafee, the House Speaker, the Democrat House Speaker, kept the vote open while they were literally arm-twisting just off the floor of the House to try and get these last couple of Republicans and Democrats they needed to cast the vote. It was that close that they kept the vote open because they just needed one or two more votes. And rather than saying, okay, this is what the numbers are, they kept the vote open to keep strong-arming the last couple of votes they needed.
Absolutely. And for those people who don't remember Jimmy Nafee, who weren't around at the time, Jimmy Nafee was kind of a combination of Boss Hogg and Joseph Stalin. I mean, this guy had been in power forever up there, and he was doing everything he could to push this through. And, of course, he had the our good Republican governor, Don Sundquist, who was pushing this thing, too, who had turned against his base, who had said, I'm not going, the state of Tennessee, there's that famous quote that you guys played over and over again, we don't need an income tax. And then he got into office and did a 180 degree and pushed it as hard as he could. And Jimmy Nafee was sitting up there at Speaker of the House pushing it also. This thing would have absolutely gone through if thousands of Tennesseans hadn't turned out and showed that they were absolutely against this. And we know, we've seen other states that have implemented an income tax. It would have changed Tennessee completely as a state. It would have given us high taxes. It would have given us bigger government. But the people of Tennessee came forward, and with the help of Marsha Blackburn, we stopped this thing. And it is absolutely an insult to our intelligence to now come up here and say, oh, this didn't have anything to do with it. It had everything to do with it.
Ben Cunningham, thanks for your insights. And again, Don Sundquist became a pariah because of that. You haven't seen him at anything else. May Beavers was also there. May, again, the Tennessean and Phil Bredesen now trying to rewrite history.
Well, Steve, I was there. I remember the income tax fight. I remember how it started. No one was speaking out. I remember that there are actually Phil Valentine, and I think he will remember this. I called him up one day, and I said, what are you doing? We don't need a state income tax. I took him a copy of the state budget. He asked me to come on the radio the next day at 4 o'clock, and I asked him if I could bring Marsha Blackburn with me. And I showed up to the show the next day. She came in, and that kind of started the whole ball rolling. We started talking about the waste in the budget and everything. And let me say this. When we killed the income tax, and we did kill it, you killed it, the protesters killed it in Tennessee, After we did, they said, well, we got to have some more money, you know, because they had to prove they weren't lying. And so they voted for a sales tax increase. I voted against it because I said, we don't need it. And I heard Phil Bredesen say at Cumberland at the forum down there that he came into a deficit, he came into a mess. No, he didn't. He came into a $1.5 billion excess when he came into office. And I
because they had raised the sales tax. And again, May, keep in mind, these are the same folks, the same sort of folks, who just raised our taxes, you know, $300 million a year on gasoline while we were sitting on a $1 to $2 billion surplus. They will always come after more of our money, and they were going to use the income tax as a perpetual way to dig their hands deeper into our pockets. Thanks for your leadership in helping to stop that and spread the word that, again, the Bredesen team and the Tennessean as their press secretary trying to cover up and rewrite history. State Senator, former State Senator May Beavers.